Ontologies and procedural memory rise. AI agents are getting smarter not by luck, but by structure. A widely shared industry take argues that agents can't reason without semantic structure, and that production systems fail when they skip enforced schemas and ontologies in favor of freeform text. The prescription is layered: generation time structured outputs, not just parse time validation, an ontology-backed knowledge graph for entity relationships and constraints, orchestration logic grounded in business rules, and multi-agent coordination over structured interfaces. The payoff cited is material: hours to seconds processing, 10x write speedups via Apache Arrow, and cheaper entity matching at Netflix-like scale, though governance remains the bottleneck. The warning is sober: valid JSON does not equal correct facts. Evaluation and monitoring are still must-haves. Two fresh research artifacts push this discipline forward. First, MEMP formalizes procedural memory for agents. Instead of relearning workflows each time, agents distill past trajectories into reusable two-level scripts, fine-grained steps, and higher-level plans, retrieved by similarity, and update continuously as environments change, modeled as an MDP. The paper details builders for memory units, retrieval via vector similarity, and maintenance functions that correct or deprecate stale memories, reducing token waste and latency for repeatable, long-horizon tasks. Second, a memory-centric model, MemAgent, trains a compact 4B parameter model, Qwen3-4B Thinking 2507 base, with GSPO over a scaffold that reads, writes, an Obsidian-like markdown memory, and interacts via tool APIs, file ops, directories, size, link navigation. It organizes responses into think, Python, and reply tags, executing code in a sandbox loop. On the author's MD memory bench with an O3 judge, it trails only a much larger Qwen variant and outperforms several closed and open contenders on an overall score, promising especially as a model context protocol, MCP server in a bigger system. At the framework layer, Lattice Agent Go codifies the agent plumbing many teams rebuild ad hoc. Graph-aware, rag-backed memory with important scoring and maximal marginal relevance, adapters for Gemini, Anthropic, and Alama, and first-class universal tool calling protocol, UTCP tools that become reusable modules across agents and teams. Beyond portability, its focus on memory stores, in-memory, PostgreSQL, pVector, MongoDB, Neo4j, QDrant, and automatic pruning addresses a production pain point, keeping context useful, bounded, and fast. Drawing thoughts boosts multimodal reasoning. Multimodal LLMs can see. Reasoning about what they see is harder. Leighton Sketchpad proposes giving models an internal visual scratchpad, interleaving text reasoning with generated visual latents rendered as sketches via a pre-trained decoder. Two key parts make it tick: a context-aware vision head that autoregressively produces these visual representations, and a sketch decoder that turns latents into human interpretable drawings. Tested on their maze planning dataset and across frontier MLMs, including Gemma 3 and Qwen 2.5 EL, the approach matches or beats the base models on reasoning, with the important bonus of interpretability: visual thoughts one can inspect. The framing aligns with a broader trend: richer internal tools, memory, planners, sketches that help models do less guessing and more deliberate problem solving. A solo developer building a multi-LLM text adventure hit a familiar snag. If the world is open-ended, static soundtracks break immersion. The solution: train a small local MIDI generator as a dynamic composer, about 20 Meeman parameters, pull 140 megabytes in full precision, aiming for FP16 ONX in-game. The five-stage curriculum starts unconditional, evolves from mode collapse to simple melody harmony, then learns velocity rests and branches into jazzy versus bow, lyrical, and finally faces a multi-instrument dataset that initially yields an instrument salad before discovering orchestration and counterpoint. The design goal is explicit: the smallest working model that can run locally alongside other small models, TTS, etc., controlled by another LLM's prompt encoder. On the release front, NVIDIA's Audio Flamingo 3 is now on Hugging Face and SafeTensors based on Qwen 3.5 and Whisper. Community questions immediately turn to practicality: can it be converted to GGMLX and supported in Llama.cpp? The answer depends on graph layout support and target runtimes, but SafeTensor's availability lowers friction for downstream experimentation. Open safety models spark debate. OpenAI released GPT-OS Safeguard, two open-weight safety reasoning models, 120B and 20B, fine-tuned from GPT-OS under Apache 2.0, built to interpret custom policies and classify messages, responses, and conversations. The models are on Hugging Face, with a guide for prompting and policy authoring. Community response spans excitement and eye rolls. Some see a free, capable auto-moderation engine. Others question latency costs of 20B-plus classifiers and note that smaller guards were once the norm. Practicality improved quickly. Unsloth posted GGUF and BF16 builds for both sizes, easing local deployment. Even with larger guardrails, usage context matters. One commenter framed it as auto-moderation, policies as community rules, while others mused about adapting such models as game masters with rules-aware flexibility. Ambitious, but a reminder that safety classifiers excel when policies are crisp and evaluative, not creative. In parallel, BriEye surfaced Fibo on Hugging Face. Details are sparse in the provided excerpt, but it's another sign of the rapid cadence of model releases landing on open hubs. Bending hardware to run giants. A hands-on guide shows OpenAI's GPT-OSS-120B, a 107B parameter mixture of experts, running at 19 tokens sec on an AMD RX 6900 XT 16GB under Ubuntu 24.04 LTS and ROCm 6.2.4 via Llama.cpp thanks to MoE's 5.1B active parameters per token and meticulous CPU-GPU offloading, thread tuning, and AVX 512-enabled builds, 95% VRAM utilization reported. It's a useful counterweight to you need an H100 assumptions. Architecture-aware deployment can make frontier-scale models usable on consumer hardware within bounds. Format hygiene is part of the story. Audio Flamingo 3's release in SafeTensors triggered questions about conversion into GGUF, MLX, and Llama.cpp support, indicative of the community's push to standardize runtimes and file formats for portability across desktops and mobile. The open ecosystem continues to converge on a handful of formats, but conversion feasibility still depends on model graph quirks and runtime maturity. Local-first AI apps consolidate. Jan, an open-source desktop ChatGPT alternative, now runs Llama models without shuffling model folders. Add an Llama provider and point to http://local/434v1 in settings. Users noted they'd long connected clients to Llama. The team clarified details around remote access. To reach a non-local host Llama instance, enable cores and bind properly, e.g. Llama origins equals strat and Llama host equals 0, and remember the /v1 path, alongside the obvious security caveat to avoid exposing broad origins on shared networks. Jan's Llama.cpp extension supports Vulkan, and the team contrasted its ChatGPT-like simplicity with Open Web UI-ish LM Studio, while acknowledging current gaps like custom headers and emphasizing a memory roadmap. Claraverse takes consolidation further, pitching a single, fully local, privacy-first AI workspace that bundles Llama.cpp chat, multi-provider support, tool calling, agent building, stable diffusion, and N8N-style automation. No back-end or API keys required. It exposes a unified API over a React UI and Clara core, ties into Comfy UI, N8N, and an MCP ecosystem, and embraces zero telemetry and offline operation, while candidly noting active development, incomplete docs, and a permissive use-it-modify-it-sell-it license stance. Agent plumbing is also becoming more standardized in editors. A developer exploring Codex, VS Code extension, asked whether to wire Supabase via the Supabase MCP server or install Supabase CLI so Codex can drive it directly, reportedly saving tokens, alongside how at-read-only affects new project setup. You'd expect it to block creation. As a reminder for readers, MCP here is Model Context Protocol, and consistent tooling contracts are exactly what keeps multi-agent, tool-rich setups from devolving into prompt spaghetti. Privacy, security, and anti-tracking. Hashing is not anonymization. The FTC's technology blog revisits a decade-old point with fresh cases. Hashed email addresses, MAC addresses, device IDs, and ad IDs can still track or re-identify users. Small identifier spaces are trivially brute-forceable, and claims of non-identifiable fall apart when platforms can match hashes back to people. Enforcement examples include Nomi, hashed Macs, still uniquely identified shoppers, BetterHelp, hashed emails shared with Facebook allegedly re-identified mental health seekers, Premom, ad IDs enabling cross-app tracking, and InMarket, device IDs, tracking without informed consent. On the user-side defense stack, Tor Browser 15.0 ships with a Firefox ESR 140 base, improved tab management and address bar on desktop, and an Android screen lock, plus a new unified Tor user support portal to centralize documentation. Recent updates also include RD 1.6.0 with circuit padding and side channel mitigations, and Tails 7.0.7.1 based on Debian 13 with refreshed application versions. Developers should mark calendars. NPM is rolling out security changes to authentication on October 13th. 2025 90-day token lifetime caps and TOTP 2FA restrictions, with classic tokens being revoked in November, so CI/CD pipelines need updates. On the offensive research side, ShareHound maps SMB share permissions into Bloodhound Open Graphs, with multi-threaded BFS discovery and customizable rule matching, plus ready-to-use cipher queries to find write, full control access, and file types by extension. It's a crisp illustration of how graph representations make complex permission relationships tractable, and why defenders should assume adversaries have this lens too. Compute limits and hacker culture. Regardless of model speedups, the physical world pushes back. U.S. gas producers say there's enough fuel for AI data centers, but a shortage of gas turbines could slow demand growth and raise costs, with utilities warning that pipeline constraints risk blackouts and price spikes. Oil field services firms are eyeing distributed data center power as an adjacent opportunity, while Southeast Asia's LNG to power plans may feel similar turbine supply pressure. The lesson: AI's growth curve is increasingly gated by energy infrastructure, not just chips. Meanwhile, hacker culture keeps hardware honest. Hackaday's SuperCon 2025 badge is intentionally customizable. The front is a second PCB with no electronics, solely to press the keyboard membrane, meaning attendees can replace it with CNC'd aluminum, laser-cut wood, or multi-material 3D prints using provided STEP-DXF SVG files. Practical constraints are explicit: 2mm spacing between boards, 1.7mm thickness near the keyboard, and M3 hardware to mount, so the platform remains hackable without becoming fragile. It's a fitting counterpoint to the data center: local, tangible, modifiable, and fun.